I was going to a dance. I think I was about 15, and I was looking for a dress. And before that, I'd gone out up to the Palais de Danse, which was at the top of Leaming Street, just to see that, make sure of the time. And then walking down, and it was absolutely packed. And I think I saw just about all my mother's friends going down, probably going to Leckenbiz, and certainly coming out of McFisher's. And this wasn't on a Saturday. It was always busy on Monday because the miners always had Monday off. They always said the mines must be empty because they always do sickies on Monday. And it seemed to be true that there was an awful lot of miners drinking in the pubs on Mondays. And there was no going out into the road. You daren't, because, as I say, the buses used to come down there because they used to start off at the Grand, near a theatre, near a cinema. So they'd be coming down. Of course, the place everybody remembers very keenly on Leaming Street is Leckenbiz. And Leckenbiz was the place to shop. And if it was anyone's birthday, that's where you went, Leckenbiz, because their ham was wonderful. Ham normally was about 1 and 11 a quarter. About 2 and 3, if you wanted a better cut. At Leckenbiz, it was nearly 3 shillings, but it was always worth it. Mum always used to say, you get what you pay for at Leckenbiz. And they used to have more than one cheese. I mean, cheese was cheese. But after the war, there were still shortages. But they always seemed to have several coloured cheeses and several cuts of bacon and hams. And it smelled gorgeous. And they used to have a range of jams with paper frilled tops, which were very twee but very appealing, of course. Those boots, and we always used to pause there because they didn't just sell cosmetics then. They used to have a fancy floor on the first floor where they sold very nice handbags, and they were out of mum's price range. They're probably about 10 shillings or something like that. I do remember Jolly's. It was on the corner, wasn't it? Yes, because I always used to light the pipes. In fact, we actually bought Daddy a pipe from there. I remember it now. It was a very round, shallow bowl, as opposed to the rather deeper one that you used to have. Morley's. Morley's was the place to go for if you were getting married, hopefully, because it wasn't cheap by any means. And they always used to have a beautiful dress in the corner of the window to grab your eye. And we little girls, we used to think, will we ever have a dress like that? Probably very plain by today's standards, but quite beautiful. And the mother's outfits always a bit flowery, and hats to match, shoes to match, everything to match, in fact. Used to turn out in a white rash or a purple rash, depending. Oh, it makes me smile now to think of some of the fashions. And that they had nice handbags too. The gentleman's outfitter, the ties in, and socks, and hankies, cravats, that sort of thing. I actually had a coat made at Sid Yates, and he measured me from top to bottom, and I expected it to be absolutely wonderful, and it was the plainest coat I ever had. But it lasted an awful long while, I will say that. It was a bit claustrophobic, a bit like Debenhams became, if you know what I mean. Too much in too small a space. Because I remember it was a very small space where I was measured just with long, one long mirror.